A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, through Jesus, let us continually offer God a sacrifice of praise. That is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have. God is pleased by sacrifices of that kind. Obey your leaders and defer to them, for they keep watch over you and will have to give an account that they may fulfill their task with joy and not with sorrow, for that would be of no advantage to you. May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of your eternal covenant, Jesus our Lord, furnish you with all that is good, that you may do his will. May he carry out in you what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want.
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want.
Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come.
The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Marcum. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all that they had done and taught. He said to them, come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in a boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Verbum Domini. I have been a priest for over 30 years, and there's a common thread that I have often seen in those who have embraced a religious life or priesthood vocation, or those who came into the Catholic faith. There's like a common thread that you see in all of these different stories. Eventually, the name of Blessed Mary comes up, our Blessed Virgin Mother, that she is involved, that she is telling thus those who are called to religious life, priesthood, those who are called to the church, do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you. And she also helps us to do that. She is, after all, the Regina Sanctorum Omnium, the Queen of all saints. And we see this so often in the lives of the saints too, the role of Mary. Think, for example, of St. John Marie Vianney and how what he would do, taking our Lord's words to Mary, "Behold your son," and when our Lord says that to Mary, "Behold your son," she takes all of us into her heart. And St. John Marie Vianney would place all the names of his parishioners next to Mary's heart in the statue in the parish. Or St. Therese, you know, she said she felt these desires within her, all these desires. She wanted to be an apostle. She wanted to be a martyr. She wanted to preach to all the continents simultaneously on the world. And from the beginning of time to the end of time, she wanted to do that. But she also wanted to be a priest so that she could preach at least one homily on Our Lady. She wanted to be able to preach about the great dignity of Our Lady and the privileges that God gave her and the blessing that she is to each of us. She truly is our mother. She really took that to heart when our Lord said, "Behold your son." And that's the first word he says in that dialogue, "Behold your son." She takes us into her immaculate heart. And then he says to us, "Behold your mother." And as Father Gillespie pointed out in our retreat, it'd be nice if you do this. This is a good idea to do this. This is a command. Behold your mother. She is our spiritual mother. She is the Regina Sanctorum Omnium. She is the queen of all the saints. And I'd like to tie it in also to the saint that is celebrated today, her feast day, Saint Josephine Baquita. What a remarkable saint she is. She is a patron saint of Sudan and Africa. She is also the patron for those who are victims of human trafficking. What a sad story that is in our own contemporary society. And we pray in a particular way for Saint Baquita's intercession for an end to this scourge all over the world of human trafficking. It must end. We pray that Saint Baquita will obtain this. She herself was enslaved at the age of 9 in Sudan. She was taken, and she and her sister had to walk barefoot for 600 miles to the place of the slave trade. And she actually was bought and sold 5 times. She was so traumatized by what happened, she didn't even remember her name. And one of her owners called her Bakita, meaning fortunate one. Well, eventually that would be indeed true, because eventually she would end up caring for an Italian family and moving to Italy. And there she first encountered the Christian faith. That she, as a young girl, she wrote that she would look at the moon and the stars and the sun, and she would say, "Who is the master of all these beautiful things?" And she longed to know him. She longed to come to know him and discover him and to pray to him, the true God. But it's when she comes into Italy, and for a time she's in the care of the Cnosian sisters, religious sisters, that she comes to know of the one. She herself had been flogged every day by one of her slave masters until she bled. She had 144 scars she bore her entire life. But she came to know the one who was flogged for her, the good master. And Pope Benedict brings this out in his encyclical on hope. He raises her up as this example. He said that you and I, who have grown up in the Christian culture, we don't realize, we've almost ceased to notice that we possess hope. Because to come to know God, the true God, means to receive hope. And we've almost ceased to recognize we really do have hope because we know the true God. We know God. But he says he wanted to give an example of a saint of our time who can to some degree help us to understand what it means to have a real encounter with this God for the first time. And so he tells a story of Saint Bakita. Josephine Bakita. And you know, she said something astounding after she had eventually been baptized and confirmed. She received her first Holy Communion from the Patriarch, the Cardinal Archbishop of Venice. Who was that? Giuseppe Sarto, Pope Saint Pius X. She received her first Holy Communion from him. But she said something remarkable, and really it brings home to us what a difference this made to come to understand and to encounter the true master, the good shepherd of her soul. So our readings today again and again speak of Jesus as the shepherd of our souls. We conclude the letter to the Hebrews today, and it concludes with this prayer of God's blessing and asking for God's blessing. May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, not a temporary covenant, the eternal covenant, the blood of the eternal covenant, Jesus our Lord, furnish you with all that is good, that you may do his will. May he carry out in you all that is pleasing to him, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And then we had that beautiful psalm that is so dear to all Christians, and rightly so, where it reminds us that the Lord is our shepherd, that he refreshes our souls, that he leads us to restful waters, and that even when we walk through the dark valley in this life, we fear no evil. For you are at my side with your rod and your staff. So the Lord's there. He's got his shepherd's staff, and he drives away the enemy. And if we should go astray, he takes that crook and he pulls us back. So you are at my side. I fear no evil because you're at my side, Lord. You spread the table before me. Another translation prepared a banquet for me. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. There's not a day that we don't have hope when we know the Lord. All the days of my life, goodness and kindness follow me, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come, forever. What a beautiful word that is so precious to us Christians. Our Alleluia verse from John 10, my sheep hear my voice, says the Lord, I know them and they follow me. And then this beautiful passage from Mark's gospel where the apostles, they've been sent out and they come back and they have all these stories of how God had worked through them. Jesus sees that they're tired. There's all these people. Let's just go to a quiet place to rest. But it shows us something of Jesus' heart. And it mentions his heart. So they disembark and this crowd has run there ahead of them. His heart was moved with pity for them, for you, for me. And they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Wouldn't you have liked to have been there? Just let the Lord teach me many things. You are. Get your attention there. You are. At every Mass, you're sitting at his feet. And he's teaching you many things. Whenever we read his word, he is present. He is speaking to us. He's revealing himself to us. Let's hear his voice. Let's listen for his voice. He is speaking to us. But I never gave you that quote of St. Paquita. She says something remarkable about this encounter with the Lord. She first came to know him. She received baptism, confirmation. And the Vatican website's biography of her said that she would be seen many times kissing the baptismal font. And she would say, here I became a daughter of God. Do we have that same kind of gratitude? She kissed that baptismal font. Here I became a daughter of God. But listen to these remarkable words that she said. If I were to meet the slave traders who kidnapped me and even those who tortured me, I would kneel and kiss their hands. For if that did not happen, I would not be a Christian and religious today. God writes straight with crooked lines, right? So she could even see in this very painful 12 years as a slave, what she endured, that eventually brought her to the Christian faith, to knowing the Lord. And that was worth it all. To knowing the Lord and to become a religious consecrated to him. She was a doorkeeper. She would do the simple tasks. She would caress the children that would come there to school. And she was known for this warm smile, this beautiful warm smile that she had. They called her Mother Paquita because she truly had this mother's heart. And she wanted very much to bring others to the faith too, and she traveled around Italy. She said, be good, love the Lord, pray for those who do not know him. What a great grace it is to know God. Her last years, she suffered a great deal from her painful years of sickness. And those who visited her asked her how she was. She would respond with a smile, as the Master desires. But at the end, and here's where Our Lady comes in, her last words, Our Lady, Our Lady, and her final smile testified to her encounter with the Mother of the Lord. Mary is the Regina Sanctorum Omnium. She is the Queen of all saints, and she is leading each of us because the Lord said to her, "Behold your son." She took us all into her Immaculate Heart. And he says to each of us, "Behold your mother."